When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being with me. Apologies. You're with The Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network, and I apologize for the voice today. A little bit under the weather, but you know what? They tell me it's about showing up anyway. So we're here. Happy Thanksgiving to my American friends. Anybody that's celebrating this weekend, happy Thanksgiving. There's so much to be thankful for. And happy, Black Friday and Red Friday is our troops. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate you being here. I want to get into it today because we want to talk about ripples and legacy awareness. And I talk a lot about awareness. If you follow me or listen to any of the other episodes, if you haven't, go back and listen to some of the other episodes, please. There's some good stuff there. Share it. But if you've listened to any of my stuff, you know, I talk a lot about awareness. I talk a lot about, we can't help ourselves until, or anybody else sometimes, until there's an awareness. I can have the most amazing programs there are, but if there's no awareness that they need help, it doesn't work. So awareness is a big, big deal. And legacy came up this week for me in several different ways. And so I want to touch on that and explore that a little bit. There was a bunch of stuff I was talking with a friend, and it came up huge for me. So I want to tell you just a quick story. I read in Reader's Digest many, many years ago about a young man, and some of you have heard this before. I've shared this with lots of people because it really impacted me. It still impacts me clearly years and years later. I'm still thinking about it. I'm still sharing it. It's still part of my DNA. And so this young man in New York City, a loner, very much no family, no friends, very much by himself. And he would walk 10 blocks to work and back every day. And he got depressed and was down on himself. And he's like, you know what? I could disappear. Nobody would even know. It wouldn't even make a blip. Nobody would even notice I wasn't here anymore. And the one morning he was in that space and he said, you know what? I'm going to walk the 10 blocks to work and home today. And if nobody smiles at me, I'm going to end myself when I come home tonight. And so he walked 10 blocks to work. Nobody smiled at him. On the way home, one gentleman smiled at him. And in the grand scope of everything, one smile may or may not be that big a deal. But on that day, and to that gentleman, that smile was life-saving. And I don't mean that by hyperbole. I mean, it saved that young man's life. And it took nothing for that man to smile at him. And I still say that was Papa doing that to save that young man. But the man that smiled could have gone home and gone, you know what? I'm not making an impact. Literally, I'm not doing anything that's making any kind of impact. And so that perspective. And so I want to talk about, we talk a lot about, and I mean, in terms of the ripples that created, everything in that young man's life, everything, every moment of the rest of that young man's life was a ripple that may not have been there otherwise. If he dated, if he had kids, anything he did, like there was the ripple of that is huge. So I want to talk about it because I don't think it's just a ripple. Right. We talk about it in ripples, real small, real small. That was a monument. That's a tsunami. That's not a ripple. That's a massive wave in that young man's life. That one smile created a massive tsunami of life for that young man. And I think that happens more than we realize it does. And I want to talk about that and go into that today. So I'm excited to have you find us where you can go on Smart TV, Apple TV, Google TV, and find our Inspired Choices Network app, free download. You can connect with us, connect with me, connect with all the other hosts. Very, very excited for that. And thank you for the people that have reached out. When you find that app, when you find and talk about it, please, please like it, love it, share it, subscribe. You all know my mission is to have a meaningful connection with more than 10 million men globally. I need that reach, that help in getting that message out. So please like it and love it and share it. Show up with a friend. I would really, really appreciate that. Thank you to the people that are listening. I know there's a bunch of people that reach out through the week and go, Gord, I didn't get into the chat room and but I was listening. Thank you so much. The people that catch it on replay, thank you, thank you, thank you. I really, really, really appreciate that. All right. So who is leaving a legacy? When I say legacy, and I want to just touch on real quick, what's legacy? What is a legacy? What comes to mind when you think legacy? When you think, you know, what does that word conjure up for you? When I was looking into definitions and whatnot, and I took 5 years of Latin in high school because I didn't want to take French, which we needed to have a language, and French is the second national. So Canada has two, we're bilingual, English and French. And I got a late start in French, and so I didn't want to do that, so I took Latin. But anyway, the Latin verb, legacy comes from the Latin word, the Latin verb legare, means to appoint by a last will or send as an ambassador. So originally, the noun meant ambassador or envoy, which I think is very interesting. We're going to touch on that. We're going to dig into that a little bit. Because when I go to legacy in the dictionary, it's going to talk about dollars and cents or property being left to people in their will. It talks about somebody being given preferential treatment. So if I'm trying to get into a university or a college, or I'm trying to get on a sports team and somebody before me has gone in my family has gone to that school or been on that team or been in that sport, maybe I get legacy treatment because somebody else has already been there. Something that's happened or existed was another one, but the one that really caught my attention was something handed down from generation to generation, legacy. That's the one I want to focus on today, because lots of times we don't think about that. Is that an end of time? Is that an end of life concept? Is that an end of life thing that we want to do or look at or pay attention to? I don't believe it is. Excuse me. If you watch hockey, we lost a Swedish, the first player, Swedish player ever to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, Boris Salming. But he played for Toronto for 16 seasons. He had ALS and was diagnosed earlier this year and really, really, really fast. But even on November 11th, he was at the arena in Toronto with Sittler and, you know, some of his colleagues from the Leafs on Remembrance Day, as you know, and he went home, and Daryl Sittler had said, you know what? He said, when I hugged him goodbye at the airport, I knew it was probably the last time I was gonna get to do that. And so I, you know, when I'm talking and we're talking legacy, what's left behind? What are we, that's generation to generation to generation. How do we remember Salming, right? I mean, he played, he was signed, his number was 21. He was signed in just before the 1973-74 season. And he played 16 seasons there, just shy of 1,100 games. He won the Norris Trophy twice. Excuse me. And in 1986, like I said, was put into the Hall of Fame. 2017, he was voted one of the top 100 players, best players of all time. And so, but that those are the things you're starting to hear people reach out and talk about, what his legacy is. When you hear people at a funeral do a eulogy, typically they don't go, oh, you know, he had a beautiful home and had a kick-ass car and a massive bank account. And that's not what people typically talk about. They talk about their legacy. What is that? We're going to talk about it in just a second. We have to take a quick break, pay some bills, but I want to do a couple of quick shout outs to some of my amazing, amazing, amazing sponsor, founding sponsor partners. The first one is my friend Kat Schwarz. She's the founder and owner at Compassionate Healing Services. If you email info@compassionatehealingservices.com and mention the long bearded guy, you'll receive 20% off one of her services. That's $100 savings off Kat's most unique offering, which is spiritual private investigation services. Kat will use her skills as an evidential medium to reconnect you with loved ones who crossed over and provide proof of their continued presence in her life. So, you can email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. And she, amazing, amazing, amazing lady. Reach out to her. She does some amazing stuff. She has some amazing products, services that for people like myself, I was surprised how effective that is. And she's amazing, huge heart, wonderful woman. The second one is Jose Escobar, is the founder and the CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership. I'm a member there. Incredible. You want to take your business, if you're an entrepreneur or you want to be, or you're looking to, you've got a history of success that you want to continue to grow and globalize and scale, you want to take your business to the next level, it's the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs literally from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And again, love my sponsors. And Jose is amazing. Kat is amazing. Connect with them. There are so many things going on. They've got both got services. They've got products. They've got events even that are happening that they're talking about and promoting and that they're part of. So reach out to them and let them know you were talking to or heard about them from the long bearded guy, and they'll give you some time and talk to you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Stay with me. We're going to talk about what leaving a legacy. What is that? What does that mean when we come back? So stay with me. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a second.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for being back. And during the break, I hope you were pausing and breathing. Pause and breathe to help center ourselves. I'm drinking lemon tea with echinacea and honey to try and help my voice and to feel better. But that pause and breathe really, really helps. So, all right. So we're talking about legacy. What is that? Something that's left behind generation to generation. Is it an end of life deal? Is it something that in a eulogy, someone's going to talk about us? What do we want them to talk about us? And where does that information come from? Legacy is the monumental impact we're having on other people. A lot of times, if we've all heard it said, people may not remember what I said, but they'll always remember how it made them feel. And that resonates. And what that goes to our legacy, it goes to what we're leaving and pouring into other people. For me, that's what legacy is. It's what we leave behind in other people. So in my children, in my friends, in my family, in the people that have listened or paid attention and that have allowed me to impact them. There's so many bits and pieces, and I heard something, and I'm going to say it twice because it really, really, it resonated deep inside of me, and I hadn't thought of it that way before, but I wanted to share it with you, and it's appropriate in terms of legacy awareness and the waves, not just the ripples, the waves and the tsunamis of impact, positive or negative, we're having on people. And it said, situations do not come to stay. They come to pass. And I was like, wow. Situations do not come to stay. They come to pass. The good things and the bad things aren't here forever. They've come to pass, meaning they're going to continue. They're going to not have that same impact on us, positive or negative, right? If you're in a really terrible place, hang in. It won't last forever. If you're in a really good place, enjoy it because it's not going to last forever. Situations do not come to stay. They come to pass. And that coming to pass is what is part of our legacy. You've heard me say, and you've heard lots of other people say, life is only 10% what happens to us because good and bad things happen to all of us. It's 90% how we respond to that 10%. Again, you talk about those situations, right? How we respond to those situations in a positive or a negative is going to dictate where we end up in our life and what kind of legacy that leaves in other people. If hard situations happen and we lash out or we're angry or frustrated or is that what we're pouring into the people around us? You may only see that person once or twice. They may only have contact with you once or twice in their whole life. And what will they remember about you? What is the legacy you're leaving in them? And I understand, or do we all have those kind of emotions? Yes, absolutely we do. And I'm not saying we need to discount those. I'm saying it's a choice. Be aware. Here's that word again. Be aware of what's going on and what we're leaving daily. Legacy is what we're pouring into other people on a day-to-day basis. And like I said, some people won't see you once and some people will see you daily or every other day. Y'all see me every week. If you really like me, you might see me multiple times a week if you watch and listen and whatnot, multiple times in a week. We see some of our work colleagues every day, every other day. What are we pouring into them? What is it that they're seeing? What is the legacy we're leaving behind us. Being aware, I think, is a big key. I want to make sure I leave the right legacy. What am I want to be remembered a certain way. With clients, I try and do an exercise where I have them write out their eulogy, how they want to be remembered. What does that legacy look like? Because, and as morbid as that may sound, it's a really, really good exercise to figure out for yourself how you want to be. What's the vision for your life? What's your definite major purpose? What's that legacy piece? Because it's a build on top, on top, on top. Psalming, that's in the 70s, 50 years ago, he was drafted by the Leafs. His legacy spans more than those 50 years because he was 71 when he died. But it's building and building and building and building and building and building. Adding to and adding to, not just in one person's life or a group of people, but everybody. At some point, I want to have a massive, massive positive legacy left behind in more than 10 million men. That's legacy. That's positive tsunami level impact on their life. And that's humbling. It really is. But I want to be able to have people look back and go, I'm still here because of the long bearded guy. I stepped up and stepped into my own empowerment because of things I learned from Gordon D. Melville. And I don't say that as a brag. I say that as a humbly, unbelievably honored that anybody would take anything I said or thought and have it make that kind of an impact on their life. But I'm embracing that. I'm learning to embrace that. When you know, the later the owner of this network tells me reach is more than 100 million, and when we're talking about it might be more than 400 million based on the 450 platforms, that's, we are all the hosts and Christine and Kim, and we're all leaving legacy. We're all putting little files, little pieces that are building on top of each other week after week after week after week after week of what our own legacy is. What we're pouring out. And you've heard me say a lot, I hope you hear my heart, because pouring out my heart is part of my legacy. Ask people around you. If you had to describe me in two or three words, what would they be? How do you see me? And you're more than welcome to do that in the chat. You're more than welcome to send me an email or whatnot. Tell me what you hear, what you see. What do you believe that you're seeing or hearing from me? And ask people around you if you're not sure what you're putting out. After my very first episode, Christine and I were talking right after, at the lady that owns the network. And she said, how do you think that went? And I said, you know what? It went okay. I screwed up a couple of places. I'm new to broadcasting, so there were a few things. But you know what? Overall, it went well. And she said, you have a calm, intensity, loving, easy way to talk, to listen to. And I said, you know what? I appreciate that. I received that. Thank you. I don't see that or feel that from inside of me. From my side. And she sort of feigned anger and she's like, stop it. As I said, I've heard that a bunch just recently in the last two or three months. I've heard that a lot from people. And she said, they're telling you who you are. They're telling you how you're showing up in their life. ask the people around you. You want to know? Ask the people around you. What do you see when or hear when you listen to me? What do you feel when you listen to me? How do I show up in your life? Because you may think you're showing up in a certain way, but maybe something we're doing, maybe something I'm doing is not showing up as authentically as me as it needs to in their life. I can't fix or change something, and none of us can fix or change something that we're not aware of, that we're not willing to be aware of. And I think that's where the hiccup comes. Sometimes we sort of, you know, we act like a two-year-old and cover our eyes and go, you can't see me, you can't see me. It's just not there. It's just not there. It is there. And we are putting out a legacy every day. Is it positive? Is it negative? Positive or negative? And how do you want that to be? Because we can control that. It's a choice that we make. I hope you're hearing all of what I'm saying. I know my voice is cracking and is going away, but we are making, without even realizing it, on my birthday this year, I don't know, it was more than 750 people had reached out in some way, social media or live or cards or whatever, to wish me happy birthday. And I'm like, where is that coming from? Like, I'm always curious. So I read through the list of people that have sent messages and I'm like, I haven't talked to that person in 15 years or 25 years. I haven't talked to that person. And all of a sudden they're there. Hey, Gord, happy birthday. You know, all the best. I'm like, how did I show up in their life? How did I impact them that 25 years later they remembered me? We're making a bigger impact than we realize. And it's not a deal where they need to remember. We're understanding, and again, awareness, we're understanding that we're so connected. I heard Trevor Noah say on his, he was in Toronto a month ago, and it's on Netflix already, it freaked me out. But one of the things that he said was about COVID, he said it wasn't, the thing that people missed was the connection. Being in a stadium like that, listening to a concert or to a comedian or to a sports game, it was the connection that people were missing. That's why they got frustrated and angry, because they couldn't connect. We're connected beings. We need each other. Then we need to be careful of how we're pouring into each other. What kind of an impact? Because we are making. People say, I got to leave a legacy. I need to leave a legacy. I've got to start to think about it. No, you're already leaving a legacy. Whether you understand that or not, or acknowledge that or not, or believe that or not, we're all building our legacy every day. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. We're going to talk about how to plan, where to focus. How does that look? So I want to go back just real quick, a couple of quick shout outs just before we go to break here, to two of my founding sponsor partners, Kat Schwarz. Love for Kat Schwarz is the founder and CEO of a groundbreaking company called Compassionate Healing Services, and offers a completely unique approach to treating physical and mental health challenges. Check her out on Instagram at Compassionate Healing Services, or email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. Incredible lady. Reach out to her. Again, legacy. She's leaving a huge positive legacy, and she can help pour into you and help you connect with legacy from people around you that have already passed, because their energy is still here. The other shout out is to my brother, Jose Escobar. He's the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about his morning and evening routine mastery program that's absolutely changing people's lives. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today. If you're not doing something at the beginning and the end of your day that's setting you up for the next day, and setting up that day, you're not maximizing the way you could be or should be. He can teach you. It revolutionized his life in only a couple of years. And focusing that way, again, that's part of his legacy. He's pouring into people, making them better, making them more efficient. You want to maximize your days? Reach out to Jose and ask him about morning and evening routine, because it's an amazing, amazing program and people rave about it. So reach out to him. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about what to focus on in terms of legacy, what to be aware of in your legacy on the other side. So you're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a second.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. I appreciate it. Even with my weird sounding voice and cracking and whatnot, I appreciate that. Hope you were pausing and breathing through that break and grounding. And building that foundation for yourself. We want to talk just real quick. Can we plan for our legacy? How do we plan? Where do we focus? What do we need to be aware of to have legacy? We're having it anyway. How do we do it in a positive way? And so, like I said, being able to find out from people around you how they perceive you showing up is a really good measuring stick. Beyond that, in terms of how to plan, knowing what you're and all these things, I don't know if you listen to other shows that you'll connect these dots. All of this stuff is connected. All of this stuff weaves together. So we've talked about having vision. We've talked about having definite major purpose. We've talked about earlier just today, we talked about writing out your eulogy to find out how do you want to be remembered? But how you want to be remembered should be in line with what your vision is for your life. Do you have a full, crystal clear, fully written out vision for your life? I challenge you. We all need to do that. And is it hard? Can it be hard? Yes. It's not easy, which is why most people don't do it. It's hard. It takes effort. It takes being vulnerable and transparent with yourself. Admitting, hey, you know what? There's warts. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. What the heck? Talk to my wife and my kids. They'll tell you, hey, yeah, he's not perfect. And I don't believe I am. I'm saying, how do we want to be remembered? What is our vision for our life? What do we want to pour into other people that gets left behind when we're not here anymore? We all can think of people that poured into other people that are gone and have been for forever. Michael Jackson's been gone how long? He's still pouring into people. He's relevant and still making impact in a positive way. I'm trying to think, Elvis. Big Bopper. Like, there's so many people that have gone. I mean, if we want to go back far enough, pick somebody from biblical times. Pick some Caesar, Jesus. Pick somebody. Jesus threw a party that was so epic. They're still talking about it 2,000 years later. that's epic. That's the point is, Walt Disney is gone, but does he leave a legacy? Pretty huge legacy. That's still impacting men and women and children and people all over the world every day. What are we leaving? Steve Jobs is gone. Did he impact the world? Did he leave a legacy that lives on beyond him? The things he poured into other people lives on, and not just with the products and not just with Apple, but his essence and who he was and how he showed up. His thought processes that he poured into other people, his hopes and dreams and visions. He poured into other people. How do we know that? Apple's one of the largest companies on the planet and continues to grow. That's other people picking up that vision, being inspired by his vision and keeping it going. Same with Walt Disney. How do we generate? And it's intentional. It's a choice. We're choosing to focus on what we're pouring into people. We're choosing what we do day to day. And people say, "Oh, Gordon, I don't have a choice really because I've got bills or I've got this or I've got." That's weak. That's so weak. No offense. It's freaking weak. We have so much more power than that. You have so much more power than that. You may not like the alternatives. You may not like the options you have. Create an option. Create for yourself what that is. If you can't find your vision that's already out there someplace, create it for yourself. You bet on you. Once you get, and I think that's one of the biggest things that I'll remember about 2022 as we're coming to the end of the year, is that once where I felt my worth and my value, once I realized worth and value came in alignment, what I'm doing came in alignment with my purpose, everything went boom in the most positive ways. Yeah, there's still stuff I struggle with. And yeah, there's still health stuff going on. Yeah, there's still pain. And yeah, that's life. That's life. That's the 10% happening to me. But because I've started to understand who I really truly am, what my real truth, worth, and value is, Papa allows me to step into that empowerment. And I've started to become aware, even more aware, of my legacy, the ripples and the waves and the tsunamis I'm putting in. And that's not my words. Those are my words. But what I'm saying is, I'm not the one saying that. I'm being told, Gord, this is how you're showing up in my life. This is what you've done in my life. And I say that with huge amounts of humility. That's Papa flowing through me, making these monster, monster huge impacts on people. And we can all do that. So where to focus? Focus on what you're doing. Focus on what your vision is. Focus on where it is you want to go. What do you want people to remember about you? And then do that every day. Every day, every day, every day, every day. Day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. It builds a legacy. And then once you're not here anymore, people stand up and go, hey, you know what? when I talked to Gord, when he showed up in my life, there was love. Excuse me, there was love. There was acceptance. There was calm. There wasn't any judgment. He cared. He really gave a shit about me. At least I felt like he did. And I do. He taught me to do self-care. How important that is in my life. He taught me about my worth and my value. Made me explore my worth and my value. Those are things I want people to remember after I'm not here. That's part of my legacy. And to embrace that and try and expand that. How do I make that bigger? How do I have an even bigger impact? How to plan where to focus. Write it down. And be aware that you're leaving ripples and waves and tsunamis in other people's lives. Young people, they're sponges. They'll pick up everything. Life hasn't started to mess with them yet. They don't have to unlearn to learn. Anybody with me? You know, right? Anybody struggle to unlearn some of the things that we've learned in the past? Children don't have that. If we can have them understand and know deep down, know that they're loved, what the real truth of their worth and their value is, I think we have a completely different generation of children come out with that kind of an idea. Why? Because they're empowered. As parents, we give them that power. We build that into them. It gives them confidence to know, you know what? I can do what I want to do. I can do what I need to do. I can be me 100% authentically me, and it's okay. Are children brutal sometimes to each other? Cruel? Yeah, absolutely they are. But if I build into my kids enough confidence and love and worth and value, they're not listening to anybody else. They're listening to mom and dad. They're listening to people that love and care about them. They're listening to Papa and embracing that. And it builds a rock solid piece inside them that says, you know what? I can go and be me. I can go and leave legacy. And I'm aware of what I'm leaving. Why? Because I've got a confidence underneath me that says, you know what? My worth and my value is good. I know what that is. And I'm loved. There's so many bits and pieces of this that we don't think about on a day-to-day basis that aren't part of their consciousness or our awareness. And as we become aware, we start to do different things. We start to show up differently because we're aware. We need to take another quick break here. I want to talk just real quick. If sponsorship stuff is available, I'm doing another round of sponsorship to try and get this message out to even more people. If this resonates with you, this message resonates with you, and you want to be part of our sponsor partners, please reach out to me. There's lots of different ways to get involved. There's lots of different ways to help. So reach out. You can reach me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com is the easiest way to do that. If you're looking for coaching, mentoring, whether it's high performance or it's awareness or it's mentorship of some kind, whether you want to do it in a group or you want to do it one-on-one, or you think, you know what, Gord, you've got some amazing information I would like you to share with my church group or my kids group or, you know, wherever it is, right? My organization or wherever that is, my company, can you come and talk? Happy to do that. Please reach out. I'm doing broadcasting, live radio show, podcast, and TV show on more than 450 platforms multiple times a week to find where my tribe is at. Where are the people that resonate with me? Where are the people that need the help I can give? So if, like I said, if this resonates with you or you want help in another way, you were looking for coaching, We all need coaches. I have three coaches. We all need coaches. We all have blind spots. We all have things that we need to be aware of. And a lot of times it's a matter of just having somebody walk me through things to be able to find them inside myself. The answer is already inside, but to be able to find that clarity, someone that can cut through the BS and what I tell myself and all my limiting beliefs and all that kind of thing can work through that and help and grow and expand. If that's what you want, reach out to me. Longbeardedguy@gmail.com. We're going to take another quick break. Don't go anywhere. On the other side, we're going to wrap up and talk about some other quick things and give you some ideas for next week. So don't go anywhere. We'll see you on the other side. Don't forget to pause and breathe as we go to break. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on the Law on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a second.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for sticking with. Just having my lemon tea. Apologies for the voice. But you know what? The show must go on, first of all. And secondly, continuing to show up is part of my legacy, is showing up, showing up. All right, we're talking about ripples and legacy awareness. Hey, Jackie, good to see you. We're talking about ripples and legacy awareness. So being aware of that we are leaving a legacy every day, positive or negative. We're always, always, always leaving a legacy. Awareness is where all that starts. So pay attention to it. Choose it. Whether we like it, want to acknowledge that or not, it doesn't really matter. We are where we are, all of us, because of the choices we've made. That's just the long and short of it. We cannot like that. We can push back on that. We can say, no, there was this without it. At the end of the day, you know what? We chose to stay in that relationship. We chose to work in that place. We choose all of that. We're choosing our legacy. What we do, what we do every day, what we're choosing to do, how we're choosing to show up, how we're choosing to talk, how we're choosing to address our emotions. And if we don't know how, or we're not sure what to do with it, or we were taught don't show that stuff, then that needs help. That needs talking with somebody like myself that can give you tools and strategies to be able to get through some of those things, to be able to deal with that stuff, because those are the types of things that we're choosing to leave behind as legacy. Choose it. You are empowered to choose it. I've talked about that before, but an acorn, you plant it in the ground and it pops up out of the ground, a little thing comes shooting out, right? It looks around. And it sees a willow tree. Oh, I love willow trees. It looks like it goes, I love willow trees. That's such a beautiful tree. Look at it. It's just, I'm going to be a willow tree. Does an acorn have the latitude to change what it's going to become? Or what its legacy is? Absolutely not. That acorn is going to be an oak tree. It is going to be, it can't change its legacy. It's going to be an oak tree. We were gifted as humans the ability to reinvent ourselves every day, morning and afternoon every day, minute to minute to minute to minute if we want to. And so many of us go, no, no, I don't have to. It is what it is. You know, this is what's in the stars for me. It's not in my cards. Bullshit. You absolutely have that power. Stop being small. Stop not stepping into that. Stop choosing not to leave the legacy you were meant to leave. And I don't know what that legacy is for you. I don't know. What I do know is it's a huge thing for all of us. And we're building it positive or negative every day anyway. Every day we're doing it. Choose to build a positive legacy. Choose to show up for people in their lives the way you're pouring into them, the way you want to be remembered. I hope that works with you. I hope this is impactful and practical, and I hope it's something that makes you think. Right? I'm not here to polish your trophies. You want to do that? You can get that done. I'm not that guy. It's expensive polish, but I am what I am here to do. I'll encourage you and tell you what amazing thing you're doing, but I'm also going to point out, I want to challenge. The whole point of the show is to challenge. What are you thinking? I want to rattle your chain and rattle your cage and go, hey, you're alive. Well, you only live once. No, you only die once. You live every day if you choose to. Please choose to. We are going to talk next. Thank you for being here and listening to me, giving me part of your day. Time is the most precious commodity we all have, more valuable than anything else we have. And you've spent some of that with me today. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Thank you. Next week, show up next week. We're going to talk about the greatest gift we can give others. December 2nd, we're starting to get into that Christmas season. Things start to change and shift a little bit, and we start to look at year end. We start to look at what does that mean, right? What type of, again, the greatest gift we can give somebody. We got some hints about that today, but we're going to talk about that next week in a bigger way. So this week, challenge yourself. Ask people around you, how am I showing up in your life? What do you feel when you talk to me? When you interact with me, what am I pouring into you? What do you feel I'm pouring into you? And I will challenge you to write your eulogy. It doesn't have to be long and drawn out, but how do you want people, based on where you're at, and then look ahead and go, hey, this is my vision for my life. This is how I want people to remember me. And understand and realize and be aware you're leaving that legacy every day. You want to make it. You have the power, right? You have the power. Make it another great week. You can do whatever you want it to be. Understand what your worth and your value is. Understand really, truly, and embrace that. Step out, empowerment, go. I love you. Massive hugs. Live abundantly and with intention. And we'll connect again next week. I love you all. Be well.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.